the next kinnis, the two or three kinnis for, not together, but about the Crusades, about the people killed in the Crusades. The first one was 1096, Tatnu, and then it was 50 years later, Second Crusade, in 1146. The Jews had very, very thriving kahilas in between France and Germany along the Rhine River. There was the kahila Shum that he mentions here, so Speyer, Vermeise, Magensia. There was Bala Tosfos, Rashi. Rashi was still alive when the first pro started, and he writes Divrei Yomim about how we add kinnis on Oros Hayom to the kinnis of Tisha B'Av. It caused tremendous devastation in terms of Klal Yisrael. It really uprooted the Yeshuvim and devastated them. Thousands and thousands were killed. But more, it was the first time when a music of pogrom became established, and it became also a religious issue. It was sort of either convert to Christianity or we will kill you. To know how terrible the matzah was, not much earlier before Rabbeinu Gershom, Maor HaGola, who was in the 900s, actually had a son who was forced to convert, and the Rishonim bring, it's not clear, the Girsa, that he sat twice Shiva on him for Agnes Nefesh, Yudalit Yoim, different, this more than different place differently, but Akoponim, that's how terrible the situation was and how oppressive. Many of these communities, they tried to hide out. Sometimes if there was a friendly lord of an estate would hide them, and then the mob would break the door down. And many of them, they took their lives and took the children's lives and so on and killed themselves out. The Maharam in Rothenburg was actually asked if it's mutter, and he said Kedosh Elyon and so on. You know, they realized that the alternative was possible to be forced to baptize, and they chose Misa over that. So this is the first one, and you see in the terrible description of what it was. If you take a look at Marshall on the what paragraph was a scheme of gdol of kanim lekabel ba'ava din shein moinim uskein in the shein rananim him oyetchil nidoinim, and they said they threw gorolim on each other, and people killed each other out until the last ones. The end of it, the Weigel mentioned last night, what he's being reconning on is the volume of Torah that came to naught. This was the cradle of Gedolei Yisrael and Talmid Chacham. These were the places where the Bala Tosfos worked and functioned, woodwork and function and so on, and this is who was killed out. And the Iker Tsar is for what we're missing. And it finishes off, Ashreyem Askilim Kerki Azarim. Their fortune is good. Menucha Shol Nochu. Oiva Vaishad Vashad Vashar and so on. Achrisho Mimeni Vada Beiro Vyavolaimo Thomas Vezak Vishoy 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 Vishoy